As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, sliding into the saddle. The sun is rising over Missouri. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. Baby, there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, October the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is still William Roberts, always news. Like to say good news, haven't found any this morning. Hard facts, certainly that. And workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where for some, freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on to bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. Or it's burning, I guess. Grasslands, look out. Anyway, 512-904-8014, or you can call in toll-free from around America and around the world at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at dvlhost@centurytel.net. Yesterday's broadcast prompted a flurry of email. I thank you all for that. Your comments and suggestions, dvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, small town America, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo. 65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. All broadcasting the program this morning. Thank you for doing so. Our call in number remains again 866-841-1065 throughout the broadcast. Precious metals pounding continues. Equities and commodities sacrifice for the dollar. We'll talk about that in the market reports. America becomes a debt-based renter society, according to Orzog. We'll talk about that. Transnationals pumping the Libyan crude. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Profiteers. 19th century European banking and more on money. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning out of New York City. All these numbers are changing so fast, folks, you can't even keep up with them. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $1.90 at $1,622.30 an ounce. Silver was off 76 cents at $29.47. Platinum was off $36 at $1,443. Palladium was down $17 at $548. It's all red ink all across the board this morning and going lower. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,596.90 for a low, $1,631.90 for a high. So we've crossed that $1,600 mark again. What happened to the floor under gold, right? Well, the rug's gone. They're working on the rafters. They're taking the whole house down. Anyway, at 1622 gold, at 30, your gold was up year to year, $280.30 for a 20.91% return on your investment. And boy, are they chipping away on it fast. The London Gold Fix this morning, they didn't know where to put the price. They set it at $1,600 even. It's been below and above that all morning. The SPDR gold shares dropped off another 2.72 metric tons, so the SPDR gold shares are net sellers this morning. They claim to hold this morning 1,229.51 metric tons at $64.7 billion U.S. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into the news. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $1.90 at $1,622.30 an ounce. It's definitely going south from there. Silver off 76 cents at $29.47. Platinum off 36 at $14.43. And palladium off 17 at $548 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up. Well, you should look at the charts on marketwatch.com. Look at the charts, the active charts they've got there for yesterday. Unbelievable. And the last part of the day, they stuck the hose in the side of the marketplace, you know, turned on the big compressors and pumped them all up again. They all went up about exactly the same. If you look at the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, they all began about the same time. They all had about the same upward slope, and it looks drastically much like your government at work. But anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, saving their bacon, they closed up 153 at 10,809. The NASDAQ closed up 69 at 2405, and the S&P 500 closed up 25 at 1,124. Talk about a rigged house. Manipulation, unbelievable. Crude oil this morning up $1.92. Everybody's happy about Libyan oil. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Crude oil this morning at $77.59 a barrel. for that West Texas intermediate, that light sweet crude delivered at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma as it is. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 8 basis points at 79.05, and that seems to be the crow factor. Everybody's crowing about the dollar today. Anyway, we'll find out more about that in the news as we proceed. Foreign exchange rates, of course, not doing too well. It's this uptick in the strength of the USDX, the trade-weighted basket of currencies. You can find out all about it at the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. Anyway, Canadian loonie this morning off another 12 basis points at 95 cents U.S. in the foreign exchange market. The Mexican peso up 23 basis points, still at 7 cents each, so you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 7 cents a pop this morning. The euro off 27 basis points. They're continuing to try and grind that down, and it is at $1.33. The British pound continues to pound us over the head at $1.55, though it's off 29 basis points this morning as well. And the Swiss franc, the Swiss central bankers doing their miracle over there. They've driven it down now to $1.09. It's off another 57 basis points in the foreign exchange marketplace. The bonds this morning, dismal, continuing depressingly low, unrealistically low yields on the bonds. The U.S. Treasuries of bonded indebtedness. The two-year yield this morning bumps up a fuzzy bit at 0.25%. The 10-year yield, your benchmark, at 1.85%. I don't know. Well, I do know now how they make money on it. You have to sell your other bonds, I guess, to make money. So the differential between what the decent interest rate was perhaps a year ago to today makes it profitable, I guess. The 30-year this morning at 2.83%, you know, with inflation running 8, 10, maybe 12, maybe, you know, if Chappie is right, might even get to 20% next year. A 2.83% return on your investment held for 30 years. My God, you're going broke fast. That's all I can say. This morning, for the first time I can remember, the mortgage rate on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage is flat. It was 3.37% a month ago. This morning, they claim it's 3.37% again, unchanged in the last 30 days. The 30-year mortgage fixed rate mortgage moves down from 4.21% to 4.00. We'll find out more about that in a moment. The prime rate, 3.25% and holding. The gold to silver ratio, it's going to take you at these prices, folks, at these broad prices, it's going to take you 55.04 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Into the Econo Day calendar we go. Yesterday, of course, the Bernanke spoke and all hell broke loose, and so we'll just have to go back and see what he had to say. Factory orders came out, too, and that was all pretty depressing. Today, mortgage bankers' purchase apps are out. The Challenger job cuts are out. ADP employment report is out. The ISM non-manufacturing index will be out tomorrow. We'll start off the morning with jobless claims and the consumer comfort index, so things are still up in the air for the week. Let's see what we've got in the box here today. In the chairman's speech, Benjamin Shalom. Yeah, this is from yesterday. In prepared testimony before Congress, and you can be sure it was prepared, very carefully prepared testimony before Congress, Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke with a nicely clipped beard, recapped recent economic events, stated what he sees as key but generic guidance for needed fiscal policy, and indicated that the Fed is ready to take further action as appropriate. Remember, generic but key generic guidance for what? Fiscal policy, not monetary policy. So even though the Federal Reserve claims they don't want to have any political pressure on them over there, the monetary policy boys don't mind adjusting or recommending or giving generic guidance for fiscal policy. So what's sauce for the goose ain't always sauce for the gander. Anyway, he indicated that the Fed is ready to take further action as appropriate, and that means quantitative easing. The Bernanke stated his expectations for a stronger second half are not being met as much as hoped. Stronger second half of what, Benny? We're in the fourth quarter now. Notably, earlier this year, this is a quote, political unrest in the Middle East and North Africa. Well, who's to blame for that, you know? Strong growth in emerging market economies and other developments contributed to significant increases in the prices of oil and other commodities. Well, the hell did you expect? which damped consumer purchasing power. Obviously, that's what they were looking for, and spending. And the disaster in Japan, well, if they hadn't, you know, triggered the tsunami, anyhow. And the disaster in Japan disrupted global supply chains and production, particularly in the automobile industry. They didn't think of that. With commodity prices having come off their highs, get it, that's right. And manufacturers' problems with supply chains, it's those chains, you know, binding us down with those chains. Well, along the way towards resolution, growth in the second half of the year seems likely to be more rapid than in the first. Well, it was flat and going backwards, so any upward tick at this time would be an improvement. However, he continues, he says, the incoming data suggests that other, more persistent factors, we call these the underlying fundamentals, also continue to restrain the pace of recovery. Consequently, the Federal Open Market Committee, that's your FOMC, an open market committee, we talked a little bit about that when we were studying the Federal Reserve, now expects a somewhat slower pace of economic growth. Wow, even slower than backwards? I guess. Put it in reverse, hit the pedal. That's the key here. Anyway, continuing, the Fed chief finds that recent turmoil in financial markets has hurt the U.S. economy. God, I hope this guy didn't have to pay much for his education. You know, he really got burned. We have also recently seen bouts of elevated volatility and risk aversion in the financial markets. That means people flooding into gold, but of course they had to turn that around, partly in reaction to fiscal concerns both here and abroad. Of course, fiscal concerns, he's shaking a stick at Congress here. He's not talking about the Fed. He ain't talking about monetary policy. He's blaming Congress. It's a finger-pointing game.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking. Some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So the Bernanke continues with his prepared speech before Congress here. And again, he's been pointing his finger considerably at Congress for the trouble, blaming all the woes on them. Of course, he doesn't want to talk about the fiat monetary system that he's in charge of. But outside the United States, concerns about sovereign debt in Greece and other Eurozone countries. And boy, that's all over the news. They won't let us alone with that one. As well as about the sovereign debt exposure of the European banking system, which we've been bailing out, have been a significant source of stress in global financial markets. Well, how prescient there, Benny. European leaders are strongly committed to addressing these issues, especially after the Mr. Pilgrim, little Timmy, swung his basket at him over there in Poland. Anyway, but the need to obtain agreement among a large number of countries to put in place the necessary backstops and to address the sources of the fiscal problems has slowed the process of finding solutions. It's difficult to judge how much these financial strains have affected U.S. economic activity thus far. Well, Benny, that's just been trillions being sucked out of our economy. Just start with that as an estimate, you'll be on the right track. But there seems to be little doubt that they've hurt household and business confidence and that they pose ongoing risks to growth. Well, there's more. There's a lot more. You can find it up on the Econo Day website. Find out what the Shalom had to say yesterday. MBA purchase applications, purchase apps, you know, again, a Mortgage Bankers Association purchase applications. For those of you just tuning in for the first time this week, we report this every week. But again, what we're dealing with here is that the Mortgage Bankers Association compiles various mortgage loan indexes. The Purchase Apps Index measures applications at mortgage lenders. So once again, you've gone out, you've taken your windshield ride and toured the homes, and now you've bent over a kitchen counter someplace, and they're signing you up, going to the bank, going to borrow money to buy a house. And today, wow, what a bargain. You know, 15-year fixed-rate mortgages, and that would be my preference, by the way, at 3.37%. How can you beat that? Get in, get out in half the time. If you're going to be a debtor, that's the way to go. Forget about those adjustable rate mortgages. They got you by the arm there. Anyway, purchase apps fell another 0.8% in September, 30th week, in a soft ending to a solid month. Mortgage rates, the lowest since the 1940s, are a positive for housing demand. You know, this used to hang users at one time. Anyway, you know, the lowest rates since the 1940s are a positive for housing demand as they are for refinancing demand. The refinance index, though down 5.2% in the latest week, has been rising sharply. The demand for refi. The report notes that many refinance borrowers are deleveraging by moving to 15-year terms. I started saying that over a year ago, and damn right, the people are listening and they're getting the message. Borrowers are deleveraging by moving to 15-year terms, with the maturity making up 27% of the week's refinancing volume. So people are getting out of their 30 years, they're getting out of their adjustable rate mortgages, they're taking the 15-year rate, they're going down to 3.37% interest, they're starving out the bankers, they're getting out of debt, and what a good sign that is. Hopefully they'll have 15 years of employment to pay off their indebtedness, and then they too can live free in their own house, and they're only subject to the jackboot of the county for the property tax. Anyway, there's that one. Challenger job cut report. A planned 50,000 troop reduction in the Army and a 30,000 layoff announcement at the Bank of America made for a swollen 115,730 total for Challenger's September layoff course count, the largest total since the recession days of April of 2009. Well, they've only begun. They really ought to knock a couple hundred thousand more every month out of the military and bring our troops back from all of the 130-plus countries around the world, close the 650 forward military bases that we've got in the global empire, bring our troops home, help them to find meaningful work, station plenty of them on the south border, and give those Mexicans hell at the Rio Grande. Anyway, the Challenger offers data on hiring intentions, which totaled 76,551. So they had a much weaker number there for hiring than they anticipated. They were looking for 123, came in 50,000 less than that. Anyway, retailers including Halloween City, Party City, and Toys R Us announced large hiring plans in the month, but the retail sector's monthly total of 70,912 doesn't compare well with the 114,000 of last September, so they're down 44,000 jobs just from a year ago in the retail. Not even Halloween City and Party City and Toys R Us are bailing them out. Well, that's not good news, but maybe the people of this country have finally run out of discretionary spending money, and they'll quit wasting their money on all of the cheap Chinese plastic crap that they've been spending it on in the past. The ADP employment report, this is the one everybody's looking at. They had a prior of 91,000, prior revised of 89,000. The consensus was for 90,000 even. They had a range from off 10,000 to a plus 100,000. They came in at 91,000, and so they're happy. ADP estimates private payrolls rose 91,000 in September, little change from its revised 89,000 estimate for August. Markets are showing little immediate reaction to the results. So is it under one of those ho-hum, ho-hum? Well, yeah, occupy this, I said yesterday. Wall Street protesters sue over bridge arrests as demonstrations continue. Okay, workers of the world unite. Chris Dolmetsch, Bob Van Voris, and Tiffany Carey collaboratively riding, wow, a triple header here. For Bloomberg, Wall Street protesters arrested in a march across the Brooklyn Bridge. I thought they sold that. Sued New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly for allegedly violating their constitutional rights. Oh, yeah, Michael Bloomberg in the news. The subject of a legal challenge here. And Raymond Kelly, the police commissioner. Five of the protesters seeking to represent about 700 people. That's pretty hard to do, actually. Arrested in the October 1st march, filed a civil rights complaint yesterday in Manhattan. Tell us whether Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard was included there, but he would likely have swung along with them. They claimed officers from the New York City Police Department lured them onto the bridge's roadway. I know they stayed up all night trying to get these people to get out on the streets, didn't they? And to trap and arrest them. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's what they claimed. You know, that's what pleadings are all about. They're pleading. Quote, after escorting and leading a group of demonstrators and others well onto the Brooklyn Bridge roadway, the New York Police Department suddenly, and without warning, curtailed further forward movement, blocked the ability of persons to leave the bridge from the rear, and arrested hundreds of protesters in the absence of probable cause, they said in the complaint. Of course, none of the protesters ever bothered to read Sun Tzu, but if my guess is right, the police did. The protesters, whose demonstration continued yesterday with as many as 1,000 people in lower Manhattan, declared seek a declaration nullifying the arrest that police violated the U.S. Constitution and an order barring the city from using similar tactics in the future. The group also seeks unspecified damages. Well, of course, they're probably not going to be able to use their constitutional arguments in a court of martial law, but they'll try. Police have said that the demonstrators were warned not to block the roadway and that those at the rear were allowed to leave. You really have to be in a big crowd to understand crowd dynamics, you know. You might come to the square early in the morning. You're all pumped up. You're all greased down. Your hair's pulled back. You got your tall boots all laced up. Got a line of riots, you know, cops and battle shields and garments. And then the people start coming in and pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing. Next thing you know, you're nose to nose with the cops, maced in the face and clubbed on the head. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, man, you just got to know you're inside of the most peculiar dialectic when you got these Bolsheviks and Mensheviks out on the street. And now they're seeking redress of grievance from their Jewish overlords. God almighty, this world has gone crazy. Anyway, we have not been served with formal legal papers yet. But we'll review the claims thoroughly, said Muriel Good Trufant, the chief of City Law Department Special Federal Litigation Division, in an emailed statement. The mayor is, that'd be Bloomberg, is the founder and the majority owner of Bloomberg LP, the parent of Bloomberg News. And I'm sure that Michael Bloomberg would just as soon have not had to put that sentence in this article. Anyway, earlier today, a federal judge declined to block police from using unionized city bus drivers to transport. Oh, God. You see what happens when you go down the road with the collectivists, the communists, the socialists? They don't know their A from their B. U.S. District Judge Paul Engelmeyer, and imagine that he has the kosher seal on his forehead, rejected the request by the Transportation Workers Union Local 100, which sought to bar police from forcing New York City Transit Authority bus drivers to take protesters to holding facilities. The judge didn't rule on the union's request for a permanent injunction. You know, they used to hollow out old school buses and put a cage behind the driver. You wouldn't get to walk up, you know, no. They would open the door on the back and bodily throw you in like sacks of feed and pack the bus and then haul you downtown for a internment session. Anyway, the judge didn't rule on the union's request for a permanent injunction. Engelmeyer said transit authority training materials instruct operators on what to do when a bus is commandeered by the fire or the police departments, so they're under instruction. Strongly indicates, they say, the material strongly indicates that drivers were aware they may need to assist police or fire officials, the judge said. He said buses have been commandeered by the New York City Police Department at least three other times after the September the 11th. Oh, come on. They're still stuck on stupid terrorist attacks. Yeah, right. Larry Silverstein, Rudy Giuliani, and the other terrorists, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, William Crystal, kind of sleazy brown rice, Jorge Bush, Richard Pearl. Do we need to go on? Good. But we won't. Police and transit workers are public workers that work in the same city and have a common duty, the judge said, noting that the New York State penal law requires a person to assist police with an arrest when it's reasonable to do so. The union, with 38,000 members, United We Strike, include 9,000 bus drivers last week, and said it's supporting the protests, which were the thrust into the national spotlight when the police made the mass arrests this weekend on the Brooklyn Bridge. I don't know why they were on the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, surrounding the New York Fed and burning it to the ground would probably be a more profitable thing to do. But, of course, if you read the Patriot Act, you realize, of course, that the Fed banks can all have their own internal militia. Yeah, they can. Well, just in case you weren't sure who's behind the Occupy Wall Street crowd, this off of posted by David Kramer, sent into us by one of our listeners. Thank you for that. And off of the Lou Rockwell blog. I just generally don't go to the libertarian stuff, but anyway, here it is. Here is a list of demands from the, he says, Rothschild Rockefeller puppets crossed out, protest down at Wall Street, again written by David Kramer with a K. Down at Wall Street, he says, pay close attention to the demands 1 and 3, and then the closing sentence of the list, as Bill Anderson likes to say, what a hoot, close quote. Here's their demands, some of the demands. Restoration of the living wage. You know, you've all heard about that living wage argument. This demand can only be met, again, these are their demands, all right? They've got 11 of them here, 13 of them in their little list. Anyway, these are the demands. Listen carefully, because they're loaded with poison. This demand can only be met by ending, quote-unquote, free trade. Hey, man, that's going to get them all on board, won't it? Sure, and it's right up in front, right in the first sentence. This demand can only be met by ending free trade, by reimposing trade tariffs on all imported goods entering the American market to level the playing field for domestic family farming and domestic manufacturing. As most nations that are dumping cheap products onto the American market, radical wage environmental regulation advantages. Now, look. These are the demands. You take this long sentence now, all right? It's a compound sentence, got lots of ands and things in it. That's not the right way to write your demands, folks. You want to keep your sentences short, sweet, and simple. Anyway, you got so many ands and clauses inside of this sentence that you could throw away 99% of it. But the one that appealed to many is this ending free trade and reimposing trade tariffs. I mean, that'll get all the teabaggers going for them right there. All right? They don't read the rest of it. Another policy that must be instituted is raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour. $20 an hour. $20 an hour. Let's see, there's 2,040 or is it 2,080 working hours in a year times 20 bucks. A minimum wage, about $44,000 a year. I have to do the math. Minimum wage in America. Well, I can only tell you two things about that. Either the dollar's value has gone to zero, which it has, or you're way out to lunch there, pal. Way out. How are you going to get somebody down at Wally World, a greeter, or somebody over there that's flipping burgers at Burger King or Mickey D's? You're going to pay them $20 an hour? What do you think the price of your hamburger is going to look like? I'll tell you what it'll look like. It'll look like going over to Switzerland and getting some cheese fondue for $140. That's what it'll look like, you morons. Anyway, demand number two. That's the collectivists. They don't have a brain. Institute a universal single-payer healthcare system. How about getting the hell out of the healthcare business? I mean, can we agree on that one, maybe? To do this, all private insurers must be banned from the healthcare. Where's the freedom in that? As their only effect on the health of payments or patients is to take money away from doctors, nurses, and hospitals, blah, 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 blah. So far, two strikes. We've got one more strike to get them out here. Guaranteed living wage income regardless of employment. Now, gotta like that. Man, if you're going to shoot for anything, don't bother shooting for the moon. Just go right for the sun, right? Don't make any difference whether you got a job or not. Maybe you're going to get a guaranteed living wage. Be pretty miserable. Demand number four, free college education. Yeah, free and gratuitous education. Look in your state constitution. If something is free, do you value it? No. If it's gratuitous, it's like the tip you leave beside your plate after the meal, right? You going to value that? No. No one's going to. Academia is not going to sit still for it either. Who's going to run the colleges? Who's going to finance the colleges? Who's going to pay for the teachers? Who's going to pay for the grounds? Huh? Free college? Free money! God, they're stupid. Anyway, demand five, begin a fast-track process to bring the fossil fuel economy, really stuck on stupid, have you never heard about abiotic oil, the fossil fuel economy to an end, while at the same time bringing the alternative energy economy up to energy demand. The zeitgeist theory, you know, Earth first. Yeah, the green agenda, sure. Demand six, $1 trillion in infrastructure. Now, where are you going to get the $1 trillion? My question is, where are you going to get that $1 trillion? In infrastructure. Who's going to say where the infrastructure is going to get built? They say here, in parentheses, water, sewer, railroads, bridges, and electrical grid. That wouldn't be the smart grid, would it? And they want that spending now. Spend now. Spend more. Free money. Free education. More taxes. Demand number seven, $1 trillion in ecological restoration, planting forests. You ever look at the Goss plan? They tried that, replanting forests in the Soviet Union. They had a whole checkerboard square plan over there. Didn't work out too good for them. They're doing the same thing down in Australia, trying to do the same thing, I think, out in Idaho. Reestablishing wetlands. Reestablishing wetlands? We drain the wetlands so that we get rid of the mosquitoes, Bubba. And the natural flow of river system, that means getting rid of all the dams, and the decommissioning of all of America's nuclear power plants. We get rid of the nuclear power plants, we blow out all the dams, we let all the wetlands get reestablished, all right? And then we plant trees. It sounds like the rewilding of America. Wow. Brilliant. Demand number eight, racial and gender equal rights amendment. See Clause 1. We tried that once already. How's that working out for you? Anyway, demand number 9, open borders migration. Anyone can travel anywhere to work and live. That's right, baby. A world with no borders. And you're marching with these people? Are you trying to command our respect with that or what? Demand number 11, immediate across-the-board debt forgiveness for all. Debt forgiveness for all. Damn, I wish I'd have gotten in on this one earlier. Got in at the bottom level. I could have gotten into debt for millions and millions of dollars and then just passed it off to somebody else.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So anyway, continuing along with this, it says demand number 10. Well, yeah, well, demand number 9, open borders migration. Anyone can travel anywhere. This is the implementation of the United Nations International Migration and Development Agenda, by the way. Open borders migration. Anyone can travel anywhere to work and live. What a cesspool that would bring on us. Demand number 10, bring American elections up to international standards of paper ballots, precinct counted and recounted in front of an independent and party observers system. And party observers system. We have that already, by the way, if you check your election laws. The only problem is we're not observing that. And that's a real trouble. Anyway, demand number 11, immediate across-the-board debt forgiveness for all. Now, we've talked about debt repudiation in the past, all right? Repudiate the national debt. Not about that. But the rest of this sounds to me as if it had been written by, you know, kind of a collaborative writing project between Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and Mr. Pilgrim himself, little Timmy Geithner. Sounds like it could have been written by the big banks. Anyway, it goes on. It says debt forgiveness of sovereign debt. But like I see that. So much for the Chinese holding all of our debt. Commercial loans. Well, that lets trillions off the hook for the transnationals, doesn't it? Home mortgages. Boy, Bank of America would love to hear that one. Home equity loans. Well, that's Wells Fargo and the rest of them. Credit card debt. Yeah, Wells Fargo again in there. You know, J.P. Morgan Chase. Student loans. Hey, you got the loan. You took the loan out and pay it back. Personal loans now. And personal loans now. That doesn't make any difference. That's the problem. When you get away from honest weights and measures, the people, the quality, the caliber of the people, just goes right into the toilet. Whatever happened with your word was your bond. Nobody ever put a gun up to your head and say, go into the bank now and borrow money. No. You went in there yourself. And you sat down and you put your signature on something, created the money out of nothing. Knucklehead, tell you to get out of debt. Anyway, all debts must be stricken from the books. All debts. I thought Jesus was going to do that. World Bank loans to all nations. Bank-to-bank debt. And all bonds and margin call debt and the stock market, including all derivatives on credit, default swaps, all 65 trillion of them must also be stricken from the books. And I don't mean debt that is in default. I mean all debt on the entire planet, period. It's not just mushrooms that do this to somebody's brains. I mean, even LSD won't take you this far. Anyway, number 12 here, outlaw all credit reporting agencies. So after you've reneged on all your debt, they don't want anybody to tell anybody else that you were such a freeloading chump socialist puke. Anyway, demand number 13, allow all workers to sign a ballot at any time during a union organizing campaign or at any time that represents their yay or nay to having a union represent them in collective bargaining or to form a union. Well, and then they close by saying this, these demands will create so many jobs it will be completely impossible to fill them without an open borders policy. God. And people are actually giving these people the time of day. Unbelievable. Well, here's another one off Bloomberg. Margaret Taleb, the usurper, Jewish support ebbs in key swing state. Amid economic woes, this written by Margaret Taleb. Taleb, she's probably from the Negev. Anyway, President, I don't call him that, the usurper's support among Jewish voters. Didn't notice anything here in the news today on Bloomberg about any other kinds of people, not about the Episcopalians, not about the Anglicans, not about the agnostics, the atheists, the Gnostics. No. Headline news here about the Jews. Support among Jewish voters, a bedrock Democratic constituency, well, there's part of your problem right there, is waning for the same reason he's losing independence. It's the economy, stupid. Rebecca Peterson, or Pedersen really would be the way of saying it, Rebecca Pedersen, a Jewish homemaker from Pompano Beach, Florida, give you a clue where you don't want to live, voted for the usurper in 2008. Then she had three kids. Medical bills came due. The global recession hit her husband's export business. I don't know what he's exporting, probably jobs. And Florida's real estate market cratered. Here's a quote. My house is worth half of what I paid for it, said Pedersen. Notice the way she's claiming it. My house worth half of what I paid for it. I wonder if she collaborated with her husband at all in this, or was this just something she did, who pushed twin infants in a double stroller while corralling her toddler outside a Whole Foods store in Boca Raton last week before the Rosh Hashanah holiday. Boy, squeeze them all in there. Breeding like rats. Well, that's the way you get five sons and five daughters that work for the Rothschilds. Although Pedersen offered a mixed review of the usurper's support for Israel, she said, quote, that's not my primary issue, close quote. They were bent over a barrel to support this illegitimate box of rocks on the Mediterranean, but the Jews don't really give a crap. Anyway, that's just all, here's a quote, all the things I thought mattered, dash, a woman's right to choose, dash. And she had three children. It's her right to choose what to do with her body. So I guess it's her right to just pop them out anyway. Or maybe she still wants to have an abortion. Or maybe she thinks she should take birth control pills. I don't know what the hell she wants. I wonder whether she does. Are taking less presidents when I'm looking at the economic situation. So she finally woke up. A Gallup poll released September the 16th found that the usurper's job approval rating was 54% amongst Jewish Americans. Well, I wonder whether they got a hold of anybody else, or they're just looking at that one. Down from a high of 83% when he took office. So the Jews really liked him. They don't like him as much anymore. but they are kind of flip-floppy. Still, his support from Jewish Americans was higher than his overall job approval rating of 41%. The White House is seeking to reassure Jewish voters. Of course, this is Bloomberg. That's why we go here. The White House is seeking to reassure Jewish voters by activating a broad network of surrogates. Surrogates. What is that broad network of surrogates? Surrogate voters or what? Including Vice President Joe Biden. A five-page paragraph, September the 27th, statement by the usurper on the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur holidays, cited his support for Israel three times in three successive sentences. The bond between our two nations is unshakable, he said. What bond between our two nations? I'd like to ask. Republicans are seizing on a September the 13th victory in a heavily Jewish Democratic congressional district in New York as a sign of the usurper's weakness. In addition, the Republican presidential frontrunners, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and Texas Governor Rick Perry, said the president is partly to blame for the Palestinians' decision to try to achieve statehood through the United Nations. The president is partly to blame. A move that Obama, they say here, opposed. Perry said in a September 20th speech that the usurper's pressure on Israel to compromise in peace talks was naive, arrogant, misguided, and dangerous. Besides, the Likud didn't like that idea. That furniture salesman thought, Netanyahu thought it was nuts. Israel, they're going to throw Israel under the bus, undermine its negotiating position. Under the bus? Hell, they own the bus. They'll blow up the bus even if it has their own military and if it's any political advantage. By deception, they wage war. Anyway. Biggest swing state? The usurper won in 2008 with 78% support from Jewish voters. I don't know. Free airline trips to Berovitzon and Tel Aviv would be in order here. According to national exit polls, wouldn't you love it if they had exit the poll? Republicans don't expect to win over the community outright in 2012. Instead, they want to win enough Jewish Democrats and independents to change the outcome in some swing states, Florida being the biggest swing state with a large proportion of Jewish residents, 613,000. Fire up that correction, baby. According to the 2010 North American Jewish Data Bank, produced by Jewish groups and the nonpartisan Roper Center for Public Opinion Research. According to the National Jewish... You learn a lot in this article, folks. I suggest you go up to Bloomberg, take a look at it for yourself. Lots of links to follow up here. According to the National Jewish Democratic Council, a 10% loss of the Jewish Democratic vote could shift the Democratic and Republican vote margins by 98,000 votes in Florida, 35,000 votes in Pennsylvania, 18,000 votes in Ohio, and 8,500 votes in Nevada. And those are just 10% losses. Wow. Florida's the big prize. Florida's the big prize. We'll be back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And thank you, Jeff Thomas. And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, now in the second hour of today's two-hour transmission. Talk about the tail wagging the dog. This is really it. Again, continuing along with a little bit more from this Obama Jewish support ebbs in key swing states article off the Bloomberg website. Rabbi David Steinhard of the B'nai Torah Congregation in Boca Raton, Florida, a synagogue where the usurper held a town hall meeting in 2008 to address concerns about his position on Israel. Wow. Said, quote, there's a lot of support for him in the Jewish community, quote, but it's an uncertain support. Yeah. Don't get up too high on the ladder there, Bubba. It might borrow a few rungs. Steinhardt, 58 years old, has been holding weekly, quote, open discussions after services. Are you kidding me? According to Rabbi Yaakov Spivak, you can't get people to hang around inside of a synagogue. They're going to talk about their skiing trips and what their children are doing and which universities they're attending and where they've gone for holidays, but they don't talk about the Torah, you know. But anyway, he says he's been holding weekly open discussions after services, trying to keep the people around. For those who want to talk about politics and the Torah. Oh, politics and religion? I thought that was off the table. Well, it is in any Christian community, but not in the synagogue. It's all the same there. The usurper's economic and Middle East policies are regular topics, he said. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Quote, I sense that what the usurper tried to do in his early speeches, and certainly the speech in Cairo, was to present himself to the Arab world, to the Muslim world, and to the Palestinians as someone who heard their yearnings. Steinhardt, he said. And in so doing, many in the Jewish community felt neglected and fearful. You always fearful. You know, that's their standard M.O., man. Since when, he said, most in his congregation have become convinced that, quote, he does not understand the essential need for Israel to have its security defended. David Funkelstein, probably no relation to Norman Finkelstein, the author of a wonderful book, The Holocaust Industry, which I have in my library. Delightful book, Norman. Thank you. But David Finkelstein, maybe Norman's father, 74, a member of the congregation who backed the usurper in 2008 and a participant in Steinhardt's talks down in Boca Raton there at the synagogue, is among those rethinking his support after a string of White House actions. There has not been enough blood yet. There will not be enough blood until they get their way. In the usurper's 2009 Cairo speech aimed at repairing U.S.-Muslim relations, the usurper defended Israel's right to exist, adding that the Palestinians' rights to exist can't be denied either. That must have really pissed him off. Spivak one night had a couple of drinks too many. You could hear the ice cubes going, and it sounded like about two fingers worth of Seagram 7 in a glass. Anyway, the good rabbi says, well, they're animals. They don't deserve to live. Time to back up the trucks.
Amazing. I have a rabbi talking about the Palestinians on WBCQ radio. Got it on tape.
Whew.
Wow. Anyway, in May, the usurper said Israel must acknowledge the 1967 borders and mutually agreed land swaps in peace negotiations with the Palestinians. By the way, they've rebuilt and they've restarted up their settlements. They're building more condominiums and subdivisions in the Jordan area, West Bank. Continue on a little bit further with this article, then we're going to some more insane news.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back here in our second hour of today's Wednesday, October the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live, as we do, on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First, we've got a chat room available for you at becomevocallocal.com. Plenty of room for you in the discussion. Good discussion going on in there, as always. You can also call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Certainly that. If you don't get enough of these broadcasts on a daily basis, you can always get 650 broadcasts on a 3-DVD set, audio jewel cases, including shipping, for $15. Just shoot an email off to our show archivist, show.archives@gmail.com. Again, that's show.archives@gmail.com.
and ask Fritz to ship you out those three DVD sets. They have 650 broadcasts of Become Vocal Local on it for your listening and educational pleasure. Anyway, back to the article here off of Bloomberg. And I always got to report these kind of articles when we find them. Quite revealing. You know, whether you look at Karl Mordecai Marx's radical Red Republican Party of Lincoln, or we could say Springsteen, or whether you're looking at the Bolsheviki's and the Mensheviki's brought into existence and financed by, you know, the Rockefellers and well, what eventually became the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and those guys, or whether you want to look at, you know, the Joseph Stalin, good old Uncle Joe, commie party of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Rothfeld. We're in trouble, folks. Again, it's the tail wagging the dog, no doubt about it. Finkelstein, again, an independent voter, said he's weighing these remarks against the usurper's pledges of support of Israel. You know, you'd think that the usurper would be a little bit more concerned about the United States, but I guess he's not. We haven't heard any kind of initiatives for Kenya lately or Indonesia, but they're certainly worried about Israel. And they control, you know, the ability, they have the ability to swing the elections, and they do. After all, they own the media. They have controlled voting blocks all over. You know, they're organized. We're not. No wonder they're winning. They have these voting blocks that they can roll out in San Francisco and every other leftist country or state or union that we have. Cities, municipalities, however you want to look at them. Anyhow, they can do that, and they do. And then they own the electronic system, the electronic voting system, through their media, which they also own. So, you know, I guess we need to pay attention. Finkelstein, again, an independent voter, says he's weighing those remarks against the usurper's pledges of support to Israel. To hell with Florida, and to hell with the United States. Everything for Israel. You know, that's how you can tell a Jew. They're the ones that cry out in pain while they strike you repeatedly in the face. Anyway, the Democratic National Committee chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, we reported on her the other day, a Jewish congresswoman from Florida. She's the Democratic National Committee chairwoman. See why we need to eliminate these parties? The radical red leftist party of the Republicans and the equally liberal progressive radical red Democratic Party. It's controlled by Jews on both sides. Anyway, said Republicans are trying to raise questions about the usurper's commitments to Israel because they can't appeal to most Jewish voters on social issues or environmental policy, which is a crock of crap. Oh, my, the transnationals are just loaded with Jews and Jew bankers. Sorry about that. can't fool me with that one. The economy is the most important issue for everybody right now, she said. That's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Better off, Ned Siegel. Gosh, you got them all here. Where's Bugsy in this? A former ambassador to the Bahamas under the shrub, the President Jorge Bush, GW, and former chairman of the Republican Jewish Coalition of Florida. You see how they got both sides sewed up here? Agreed that the economy is a prime issue. You know, so you got the, you know, like Rabbi Yaakov Spivak used to say, you know, you got three Jews in a room, you got three opinions that can't agree on anything. Anyhow, he said it, I didn't, I'm just quoting him, and said it will drive Jewish voters away from the usurper. Quote, Israel's important, but there's no doubt as we continue, and if we have a double-dip recession, the mandate is going to be on. Quote, are we better off than we were 4 years ago? Close quote, said Siegel, a Romney supporter. Okay, I guess, might as well, they got a big golden... Got a big golden statue blowing the horn over there, too, in Romney's camp. A prime target for Siegel are such voters as Gary Kaplan, C-A-P-L-A-N, an independent, sure, and a commercial real estate manager. Kaplan said he and his wife, Brenda, voted for the usurper in 2008 because, quote, we thought he'd be good for the country, he had a good message, and our kids wanted us to. They do a lot of the research, don't they? He had a good message. He'd be good for the country, and their kids wanted him to vote that way, so they did. That's brilliant. Quote, now he's disillusioned. Well, you usually are after a stupid mistake, anyway. He said, although Kaplan supported the usurper's stimulus spending, he said it didn't spread enough money into the economy to help sufficiently. Spread enough money into, what is this, peanut butter? Jam? Quote, we're also not crazy about his stance on Israel. You see how that always comes in? Whew. Get your Hasbara manual out there and study it up well, you know. Anyway, crack open the Talmud for the latest edition of Christian Hate. But you'll find it if you just read it. Robert Wexler, a former Democratic congressman and president of the Washington-based S. Daniel Abraham Center for the Middle East Peace. Daniel Abraham Center for Middle East Peace. They got more centers and foundations you can shake a stick at. Said the usurper can win back the Kaplans and Finkelstein by explaining his full record. We'd like to see some of that full record, too, including those education records there, Barry. Among the accomplishments he should tout is the 2009 authorized sale. Listen now, sale. This is something he should tout. He should come out and say he should tout this. He should get it out there, put it on a banner. The 2009 authorized sale of bunker buster bombs to Israel and support for U.S. funds for its Iron Dome missile defense system, he said. Usurper should also take credit for pressuring the Egyptian officials last month to protect Israelis trapped in their Cairo embassy by rioters, Wexler said. Easing concerns, Michael Adler. I mean, every name in the book is in here. Just go through and just do a database on all the names. Michael Adler, a Miami-based real estate executive who hosted a usurper fundraising event in September with Biden, said he's heard concerns about the potential destabilization of the Middle East by Arab Spring pro-democracy uprising. You should have heard L.A. Marzulli going on about this last night on the CNP Central Radio. There's a guy that ought to take some take some extra care, you know, keep some nitroglycerin pills in his breast pocket. He's so caught up in all of the prophecy, doom and gloom forecasting and all Bible prophecy coming together that his heart is likely to fail him for fear. Anyway, the usurper's September the 21st UN speech opposing the Palestinian statehood bid seemed to signify or significantly ease concerns. So they had him in their pocket. Sherry Hillman, 47, executive recruiter from the Delray Beach. She's an executive recruiter. Said she'll stand by the usurper in 2012. Usurper is really trying. I think he's done a lot of good things, she said. I wonder if she could name any of them. Hillman said the usurper's attempts to fix the economy are being stymied by the Republicans and by Americans unwilling to do their share. What are you doing, honey? What are you doing? I don't get it, she said, of the notion that liberal to moderate Jews would abandon the usurper, especially if the Republican nominee were a Christian conservative. Get this now. Here's the quote. The rapture really isn't good for the Jews, she said, of Bible prophecy behind some Christian support of Israel. Well, there you go in a nutshell. Just turn to the Talmud and read it for yourself.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com.
That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And once again, I've bit off far more news than I can chew for the morning. I really wanted to get back into our discussion of money and banking here, and we will after the bottom of the hour break. But I want to go into this article. It's very important. It just kind of confirms some of the things I've been saying for the last couple of years right here on the Become Vocal Local radio broadcast each and every morning. You know, we've got a real problem. We've got a glut of housing. But we also have a lot of people that are trying to collateralize their debt. They're sitting there holding all of this paper money, all this funny money. And, you know, all dressed up, no place to go. Well, they're going to be going into rental housing. This by Peter Orszag, and you should know who he is. Just do Peter Orszag into Wikipedia and fill your eyes with Peter Orszag. Writing this as a kind of a commentary piece, an opinion piece. Usually I just skim over these things, but it's important enough to warrant a few moments of our attention. This is what he writes, Peter Orszag, October the 4th, yesterday afternoon's news, late evening, actually, 7 o'clock last night. After any financial collapse, he writes, housing plays a key role in the hard slog that typically follows. A weak housing market feeds into a weak economy, which then feeds back onto a weak housing market. So even if the European banking system somehow avoids a meltdown, economic recovery in the U.S. will continue to languish unless we act more aggressively on housing. As your population reduces, you know, we all took the poison pill, you know, decided to limit ourselves to one or two young ones instead of having 5 and 10 children like we used to in this country. We bit into that one, then we bit into the abortion concept, you know, women's rights to choose and all that. And as a result, the white population in this country started into decline. And now we're at a point where we seem somehow or another stupidly, according to Peter Orszag here, stupidly, to think that we will be able to continue to build houses and houses and more houses and houses. And where the hell are all these people supposed to come from as the baby boomers start to fade away? Well, Dorothy, they got a plan for that. We found a little bit of that in those demands by the Occupy Wall Street Marxist leftist commie pinko fags. Anyway, no matter what the government might try to do to break the housing economy cycle, the deleveraging process will still be painful and take some time, but that's not an argument against action. Just because a headache can still hurt some, even if you take aspirin, doesn't mean you shouldn't skip the aspirin. Well, I suggest you skip the aspirin. One thing the usurper's administration could do now, probably with Republican support, he says, would be to attack the oversupply of housing stock by allowing a tax write-off for investors who buy empty properties and rent them out. So as the Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, you know, Countrywide, J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, they're all holding all of these toxic mortgages, they'll just rent the houses out. And that works pretty good for the God's plan. Central planning likes that sort of thing. If you want to move people away and implement the implement the first plank of the Communist Manifesto and abolish private property ownership, you socialize all of the housing. For all, we bailed out the banks. So we'll just be buying all of the empty houses with our own money. To understand why this would help, Orzog continues, consider that the problems in the residential real estate sector have two dimensions. First, we have an excess supply of owner-occupied housing. An excess supply of owner-occupied housing, which puts downward pressure on prices. You've got to get the owners out of their owner-occupied houses in order to socialize housing. Second, millions of American households now have negative equity in their homes. So they jacked up the price, artificially inflated it, then they turned around and sucked the bottom right out of the marketplace and left everybody holding the bag, paying huge property taxes, and watching their equity interest in their homes go through the floor. Continuing, dealing with excess inventory by shifting vacant properties into the rental market would help to stabilize prices and thereby mitigate to some degree the negative equity issue. Although, additional action also would be warranted to attack such underwater situations. There's a lot that's been said in that sentence. Those with ears to hear, and eyes to see. It's normal to have some vacant homes for sale as part of the market process that matches buyers with sellers. On average, during the 1990s, for example, the home vacancy rate was about 1.5%. According to the Census Bureau, we know that their numbers are unreliable. They can't even count the number of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender people and report them accurately, as we discovered yesterday. But by 2008, the figure had risen to 2.9%, and by the second quarter of this year, the vacancy rate had come down only slightly to about 2.5%, which is pure poppycock. I've reported on the glut in housing. We've got 9-10 months worth of housing, brand new, sitting out there, glutting the market. And then we've got all of the houses that have been foreclosed and all of the houses that are sitting empty. His numbers are drastically low. But with this much supply still available, it's no wonder that prices are still depressed. And that's true. It's all about supply and demand. And then it continues. He talks about the percentage point difference between the latest vacancy rate and a more normal historical rate and so on and so forth. One way to bolster demand would be to change our immigration laws. Seems like he's on the side of the Occupy Wall Street people and the United Nations and Barry the Usurper and Agenda 21. We got to change our immigration laws to make it easier for foreigners to move here and buy homes, right from China, perhaps, South America, Central America, the Middle East, Asia, anywhere. That might be a good idea, but it has no chance of being enacted soon. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenhands, once highlighted a different idea. He's right 70% of the time, wrong 30% of the time by his own lips. Focused on supply instead of demand. Here you go. Get the government to buy the excess vacant houses and destroy them. They're trying that in Detroit, aren't they? He argued that could be the lowest cost approach to mitigating a house-driven decline. That's right. Blighted property in your neighborhood. Maybe your house. Maybe mine. Tear it down. Buy the house. Kick them out. Foreclose it out from underneath them. Fire up your international property maintenance code, boys. You can get those people out of the houses. Bulldoze them down. We need more demand. We've got too much supply. People need to sleep overnight a few nights in their life in a culvert and really appreciate having a roof over their heads. A more realistic approach would be to try to get all the vacant houses rented out rather than sold to owner-occupants. And one way to do that, proposed by real estate practitioners and economists, and Gleb Nevev, is to provide an immediate tax write-off to investors who buy vacant houses and rent them out. I mean, this is reinvoking the William Nickerson school, how I turned $1,000 into $1 million in real estate in my spare time. Currently, people who purchase residential real estate depreciate the value of the property for tax purposes over 27.5 years. You do. You have a straight line depreciation. You buy a rental property. You'd appreciate all the assets. We're finding out all about that as we study, once again, Accounting by Noble, Principles of Accounting, 1945. Just finished that section last night. To encourage other forms of investment, policymakers have allowed businesses to immediately depreciate the full cost of most of their investments. But real estate hasn't been eligible. So Congress could give investors the incentive to buy vacant houses now by allowing them to write off the value immediately. He said as he took a long breath as he read this at about 7 o'clock this morning. As long as they hold on to the properties for some number of years and rent them out. You've got to have a write-on to have a write-off. And they're going to write off the full cost immediately. Sounds like a sweetheart deal. Maybe you could get on the bottom floor of this one, Orzog.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I have about five more articles here, but I want to just cover a little bit of this one. The Morgan bet the farm in Ukraine before the bailout. Morgan bet the farm in the Ukraine before the bailout. Alan Kotz and Peter Robeson writing this one for Bloomberg. Before I get into the article, just to remind you, if you don't understand what went down in the Ukraine, the Bolsheviks, the Mensheviks came in, Lenin and Stalin, and the 20 million plus that were wiped out there and all traces of their livelihoods and their lives and their history wiped out. by these EJPs and EJBs, I guess you'd say, following Charlie Giuliani as we do, you know what I'm talking about, then you don't understand this article. But anyway, I'll give you the article anyway, and you can look into the genocides in the Ukraine for yourself. Iowa native Justin Brush, or Bruch, B-R-U-C-H, I'm sure that's Irish, marveled at the opportunity when Morgan Stanley called in late 2007 to recruit him for an unusual assignment. The New York bank flush with $7.5 billion in fiscal 2006 profit, as they raked it all in, and the people lost trillions, the biggest in its history, was going to be farming 11 parcels on the steppes of the Ukraine. The commodities team wanted Bruch, a redhead with meaty hands who'd been farming all his life, to manage one of them. Bruch saw a chance to dig into some famous dirt. Bloomberg Markets reports in its November issue, the former Soviet Republic has 30% of the world's black soil, black earth. Arnold Schwarzenegger, black soil, black earth. Earth so fertile that Adolf Hitler and the Nazi troops, oh God, well, you expect that out of Bloomberg, carted some back to Germany. Wheat, corn, rapeseed, and sunflowers thrive there, and it's true. There's a band of that black earth. You look it up in an encyclopedia, look it up on Wiki. You'll see there's a band of black earth here in our continent, too, round along in the south, and that was very prime land. And there was other black earth out across Kansas, Dorothy, and places like that. But there's no doubt about it. There's some fine farming land up there in Ukraine, which is one of the reasons why 20 million people had to go and starve the people out, although they would have been able to support themselves for a long, long time had they not been tampered with by Joseph Stalin. Sad story that it is. It's like the prairie land that was broken in the Midwest 100 years ago, says Bruch, 34. He's probably not old enough to have done any research yet. He's still just digging in the dirt. The soil and potential for crops that the Ukraine has is the best in the world, and there's truth to that. Anyway, it continues. Long story short, for all the money that Morgan Stanley threw in there, they discovered the hard way. That when you decide to farm, it's like digging a hole in the ground. You take your purse out there, you pour all your money in it and cover it up, baby. Because money ain't going to do the farming. The farmer's boot heels are the best fertilizer. And if you don't know how to farm, the land ain't going to take care of you. And it bankrupted them. They had to give it up. And they're out. And thank God for it. Maybe the Ukrainians will be able to take care of that land themselves without the influence of Wall Street bankers. Well, money. Money, 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 money. Big topic. We've been covering it, talked about currency, talked about banking, Federal Reserve banking, banking commercial, commerce, the Medicis, accounting, double entry bookkeeping. We've been covering a lot of different parts of this puzzle. But let's continue where we left off yesterday, talking about money. And this is out of the Encyclopedia Americana, 1951, under an article entitled Money. And it continues after we went through and found out that we're talking about gold, we're talking about silver, all right? Throughout all the civilized world for thousands of years, this money, not the same as currency, is money. So let's just pick it up right here. The numerical expression of the ratios in which goods exchange for the standard of value is called prices. What's a price? It's the numerical expression of the ratios in which goods exchange for the standard of value. In times when these ratios are upset because of differing rates of exchange between nations, we cover that every morning, foreign exchange rates, the forex market. In times when these ratios are upset because of differing rates of exchange between nations, some of them may find it necessary or expedient to suspend the use of gold as the standard of values, as did many nations following the general depression after 1930. Now again, we read everything, listen to anybody, and then you have to go out and verify the things you've read, even if you're working from a secondary source, which is sometimes least biased, like an encyclopedia. Okay? Encyclopedias don't just spring out of no place. They always have a financier. So you need to understand that some of the stuff that you get is not going to be 100% upward. At that time, the United States had become the leading creditor nation of the world. You say this morning we're not really sucking the hind titty. I think that's reserved for Togo and Lesotho. But we're certainly towards the back of the hog at this point. At that time, the United States had become the leading creditor nation of the world and one of those, a few of those retaining the gold standard to protect itself and to hold its supply of gold. And that's important because we did have a gold standard and we had some debts and the French would come over and they'd say, hey, we got all these, you know, certificates here, and what we want to do is redeem these pieces of paper, worthless as they are, for your gold. And so they emptied out Fort Knox. Well, that was a problem. And then we go through the other wars and we jiggle things around and we're just always moving the gold back and forth. That's what happened. Anyway, at the time the United States had become the leading creditor of the nation of the world and one of the few of those retaining the gold standard to protect itself and hold it to its supply of gold, the United States authorized the president. Why don't you go off on that one, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 32nd president, okay, declaring boldly in his inaugural address that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, and the nation calls for action and action now. And Roosevelt addressed himself the task of instituting a new deal for the United States from Congress, then overwhelmingly Democratic. He asked for broad executive powers, quote, as great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe. And Congress complied. Presidentially enacted, initialed, sponsored collectively the new deal. You find out about reading the Funk and Wagnall Encyclopedia again. They authorized the president to increase the value of gold holdings by reducing the dollar's gold content from 25.8 grains of gold to 15 5/21 grains of gold, thus advancing the price from $20.67 to $35 per ounce for gold 9/10 fine. You know, this morning we're looking at gold somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,622.30 an ounce. And it just lets you know how far the dollar has declined since this time. Anyway, continuing, this action was made possible because the bulk of the gold of the world was held in the United States. Not so anymore, Dorothy. The phrase standard of value, as used in the preceding sections, should be qualified by the adjective primary. In other words, a primary standard of value, in order to distinguish it from standards occasionally used, which may be described as secondary. So we have primary and secondary standards of value. In the United States, a secondary standard was in use from 1862 to 1879. In the former year, the United States government, in order to assist in the paying the expenses incident to the war, 1862 to 1879, what war are they talking about? Well, that's the War of Northern Aggression. That's the formation of the Radical Red Republican Party. Weidemeyer and all the rest of them that came flooding in from Eastern Europe, all the Bolsheviks, the Mensheviks of their time, right? All the people from the Revolution of 1848. Karl Mordecai, Marx, absolutely loved Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln. Anyway, might disdain for that man. In the former year, the United States government ordered to assist the paying of expenses incident to the war, enshrined in the Constitution, by the way, and then in progress issued its notes promising payment to the bearer in denomination suitable for circulation as money and made them legal tender in payments between individuals. These are the greenbacks coming on. Decreed by law that the tender of these notes in the payment of financial obligations would constitute discharge of such obligations. Key word here being used by our encyclopedist. Discharge. Discharge because of a legal mandate. They became legal tender. The president said so. Legal positivism. Whatever the print says has the full force and effect of law, right? They would constitute discharge of such obligations. Sir, there's a great difference because in the first part of this article, we discovered about payment. Gold and silver, honest weights and measures. It allows payment of a debt. A discharge of a debt just passes it on, passes it forward to some unspecified person at some unspecified time. These notes speedily depreciated. That is to say, the people of the United States and of the other countries as well did not consider them worth continental worth and would not give for them on the open market the amount, the payment of which was promised on their faces. They weren't worth their face value. Paper money. Paper money.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
And for the history buffs out there, especially U.S. history buffs out there, you might be able to find a copy of the Radical Red Republicans and Lincoln Marxism in the Civil War, yes, by Walter Kennedy and Al Benson. Walter Kennedy and Al Benson, thanks, NK, just dropped it in the chat room. The Red Republicans and Lincoln's Marxism in the Civil War. Great little book. Learned a lot out of reading that one. Really gives you a heads up. A little bit of another take by Kennedy again and Benson. But again, these notes speedily depreciated. That's to say the people of the United States and of other countries as well did not consider them worth and would not give for them on the open markets the amounts, the payments of which was promised on their faces. As a result of this depreciation, these notes took the place of coin in the circulating medium of the country because people could melt down the coins and exchange the bullion for these notes at their depreciated value, and with them meet a much greater volume of financial obligations than they could have met by tendering the coins directly. You know what happens when you get away from honest weights and measures, folks? Not a good program. Not a good plan. Totally wrong. Wrongheadedness. When everybody thus came to tender depreciated notes in the payment of all their obligations, prices were universally quoted in these notes instead of in gold, and they thus became the standard of value of the country. How many dollars does this cost? It's all currency, no money. The dependence of prices upon the value of the gold was not, however, thereby in any way broken. What the government promised to pay in these notes was dollars, and dollars meant a certain amount of gold carefully specified in laws enacted by Congress. What's the dollar, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke? Gold. The value of the notes themselves, i.e., what people were willing to pay for them and on the open market, was daily quoted in terms of the gold standard. The notes, therefore, were a secondary standard only, gold continuing to serve as the primary standard. Under these conditions, prices fluctuated, not only because of changes in the relative value of gold and of commodities, but also because of the changes in the degree of depreciation of these notes. You see, and can you hear the tenor in this article? Vastly different from our discussion of currencies out of the same set of encyclopedias published in the same year. Two different separate things. Currency on one hand, money on the other. When you're talking about money, you're talking about gold. You're talking about silver. Commodities. Honest weights. Honest measures. Currencies, that's the stuff of the puff and smoke folk. Right? The phrase medium of exchange describes the go-between in exchanges now almost universally used in place of barter. Instead of exchanging the good or service we have directly for the one we want, instead of exchanging the good or service we have directly for the one we want, we nowadays exchange it for a third thing, which we in turn exchange for what we want, and this third thing is called a medium of exchange. So a medium of exchange is kind of a way of obfuscating the absence of the gold, obfuscating the currency as a medium of exchange. But ultimately, your goods and services that you have versus the goods and services that I like to say that you need, but maybe that you want. And you need to have this third thing out there. And of course, as we interviewed the authors and read the book, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency, we find this hidden lien of hypothecation laying back in there. Because you can only discharge a debt, you never pay it with this paper money. Paper money. A farmer, for example, who comes to market with a load of grain and wants an overcoat, does not search for a clothier who not only has for sale the coat he wants, but also wants the grain he has, but he exchanges his grain for corn or government notes or bank checks and transfer these to the clothier in exchange for the coat. And yet, even though in 1951 this was common knowledge, easily available by anybody that wanted to sit down and bother to read the article in an encyclopedia, we still have young people today struggling with this issue. They don't quite understand it. You can't go back to a straight-up barter economy. It doesn't work, folks. Somebody's going to have wheat. Somebody's going to have shoes. And the guy that's got the shoes may not want your wheat. And you're going to need something else, a third item. So it's a medium of exchange. It's money. And it has to be there. You're not going to get away without it. Medium of exchange. The explanation of the almost universal practice of using a medium of exchange is found in the difficulties of barter. One of these is to find two persons, each of whom has the thing which the other wants and wants the thing which the other has and is willing to take the precise amount of the thing desired, which the terms of the exchange agreed upon would bring to him. There would be little commerce if this difficulty could not be overcome. And in overcoming it, the medium of exchange is rendered a service essential to the progress of civilization. I love your tomatoes. I like your watermelons. But I got all the tomatoes and watermelons I need in my own garden. I'm trying to get a diaphragm for the carburetor on my chainsaw. You don't have one, and I can't make one out of any of your watermelons. We need a medium of exchange here. In a state of barter, also, the process of saving is so difficult and expensive as to be practically impossible as a general practice and on a large scale. Could you imagine trying to save wheat? It's tough. Even in the best of times and even in the best of ways, the bugs get into the wheat and the wheat rots. It is that of hoarding surplus products. In such a state, the farmer saves by storing his surplus grain and allowing his herds to grow up and accumulate. The manufacturer by piling up goods in his warehouse. The wage worker not being able to accumulate his services could only save by exchanging them for such commodities as he might desire to consume in the future and hoarding these. I mean, what are you going to do with your excess labor? I got 2 hours left today and the sun is still shining. In all these cases, however, the risk that the product hoarded would keep during the savings period, that it could be sold at the end of that period, and that the terms of the sale would be such as to render the sacrifice of saving worthwhile, would have to be assumed. In the vast majority of cases, these risks would be so great as to more than offset the inducement to save. The losses experienced by people who had attempted savings under these conditions would discourage others, and it is safe to say that few would ever make the attempt. A proper medium of exchange removes all these risks and thus renders their savings possible and attractive. And so, I mean, you can go up on YouTube and you can see all the videos that have been made. And go up and visit once again with Lee Rogers and get The Power of the Purse, the video series, 4 hours. But all this stuff is readily at hand. You know, you can read Creature from Jekyll Island or the writings of Eustace Mullins. But we've had this information at hand for a long time. They just stopped teaching it for decades. Now we're finding out all about it again. A medium of exchange also promotes borrowing and lending. Without it, a person with an unused surplus could aid another with a deficit only by transferring his surplus to him. But unless this happened to be in the precise form needed, which would rarely be the case, it would do the borrower little or no good. On the other hand, with a proper medium of exchange, the lender can transfer to the borrower the means of purchasing at any time, anything the market can supply, thus enabling him either to satisfy his own immediate wants or to purchase the means of producing wealth, capital goods, machinery, a tractor, another cow, another horse, a wagon, a truck, whatever, rototiller, something. In order that these exchanges may be accurately and conveniently and safely made under all conditions, that is, when the commodities to be exchanged differ widely in quantity and value, or when they differ very little, when the exchange is to be completed without delay or after a delay of days, weeks, months, or years, when the persons between whom the exchange is to be made are face-to-face or separated widely in space or time, etc., the medium of exchange must represent every conceivable combination or amount of value. It must be easily, cheaply, and safely transportable from place to place. It must be easily recognizable, durable, and certain in value. It must be acceptable to all the parties involved in the trade, and it must be automatically adjustable in volume to the fluctuating needs in commerce. Real stuff. Real issues. Nothing bogus about this. And what always has taken that standard? And we're going to get to you, Mike. Sorry. Got down to 30 seconds here. But what always takes that place and what holds it the best for all these centuries? My friends, it's still gold. Maybe you want to look at that again, and silver too. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.